The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program is Ozzie and Harriet, Boys Night Out. It was first aired on November 14th, 1948.
From Hollywood, the adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. As we look in at the Nelson household at 1847 Rogers Road, it's just a little past breakfast time. David and Ricky are outside somewhere, and Ozzie and Harriet are just finishing their coffee.
More coffee, dear?
No, thanks.
You didn't finish your eggs, did you?
No, I had plenty, thanks. How come you fried them this morning?
Oh, I don't know, dear. It's just that you've had boiled eggs every morning for so long, I thought I'd give you a little change and fry them. You didn't like them, did you?
Well, I ate them, most of them.
Yes, but you didn't like them, I could tell. You didn't smile.
Well, I never smile when I'm eating eggs. Not as unless it's a wide egg sandwich.
I'm sorry. I thought you might like them a little different for a change.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with them. It's just that you sort of get used to a certain breakfast. I just figure why change something just for the sake of changing.
Suppose that's a masculine attitude. Personally, I kind of like to do things differently once in a while. Get a fresh outlook. Maybe I'm just in a reckless mood today. I've even been thinking of having my hair cut. How do you think I'd look with one of the new short haircuts?
Well, I wouldn't want you to get a crew cut.
Don't be silly, dear. You know I never get a crew cut in the winter. It's much too cold. I'm surprised you haven't noticed, though. No, practically all the girls are wearing shorter hairdos lately.
Women are sure hard to figure out. Men like women with long hair and short skirts, and look what happens.
It's reverse psychology, dear. Women do the opposite to get the things they want. Look at the attention women have had in the past 2 years.
I suppose so.
Then you don't want me to get my hair cut.
Well, I don't care. After all, it's your head.
Funny thing, I noticed that when I was brushing my teeth this morning.
You asked me for my opinion, I told you. I like your hair the way it is. If you want to get it cut, for goodness sakes, go ahead. It's your head. Oh, I said that.
You know, it's funny how men get set in their ways. Seems to be a masculine trait to resist any sort of a change. You're used to boiled eggs, fried won't do. You're used to seeing my hair long, so you don't want me to get it cut.
Well, it isn't a question of men being set in their ways. At least I'm not. I like my eggs boiled. I've liked them boiled for years. Just because I like the same things year after year doesn't mean I'm set in my ways.
What does it mean?
Oh, it means I'm in a rut. I just like certain things. Fact of the matter is, I don't care how you fix my eggs, and I don't care how you wear your hair. Have it cut short, fry it, boil it, poach it.
It's nothing to get excited about.
I'm getting excited. You said I was set in my ways because I like boiled eggs, and it isn't true. To show you, tomorrow you can fix my eggs any way you want to. Fry them, scramble them, or poach them. It won't make a bit of difference because I won't eat them.
Hi, Oz.
Oh, hiya, Thorny.
Oh, careful, Oz. Don't lean on the wet paint.
Huh? Oh, I painted your fence. I thought you just painted it last spring.
It's Catherine's idea. It was green before to match the lawn. Now she wants it white. Expects to have a lot of snow this winter.
Women get some great ideas, don't they?
Yeah, you never know what they're going to think of next.
So changeable. One day it's one thing, the next day it's something else. They're never satisfied to leave things as they are.
Yeah, that's feminine nature, I suppose.
Let me ask you one thing, Thorny. How do you like your eggs cooked?
Sunny side up. Are we going to eat here in the yard?
Now, I happen to be a guy who likes boiled eggs in the morning. All of a sudden, out of a clear sky, I get fried eggs this morning.
Well, I hope you didn't take a thing like that sitting down on. If I were you, I'd object plenty. Run an ad in the paper. I will not be responsible for any eggs fried by my wife.
Not only the eggs, it's a whole big silly thing. What would you say, Thorny, if your wife walked up right now and said she wanted to have her hair cut? Would you object?
Oh, I certainly would. I'd put my foot down. I'd tell her positively not.
That's right, Thorny, because you like her hair the way it is, nice and long.
Well, not necessarily long, Oz. I just wanted to have hair. She had it cut yesterday.
Just because I like Harriet's hair the way it is and my eggs boiled, right away I'm set in my ways. You've known me for years, Thorny. Am I set in my ways? Am I a stick in the mud, a fuddy-duddy, narrow-minded? The answer is no.
Oz, if you ask me a question, let me answer.
You feel that you're set in your ways, Thorny?
Not necessarily.
Of course not, but women don't see it that way. Just because a guy enjoys boiled eggs in the morning, they want to change him, switch to fried eggs. Does that make any sense? No.
There you go answering it.
This is Wednesday. We go bowling tonight. We bowl every Wednesday night. Does that mean that we're...
No.
That we're set in our ways? No.
Beat you that time.
I'm on my way down to the drugstore to get some ice cream, vanilla and chocolate. I always get vanilla and chocolate simply because I like vanilla and chocolate. Doesn't mean I'm set in my ways.
Now, I'll walk you down, Oz. I think the new Esquire magazine is in.
Oh, thanks. See, there you are. You always walk me down on Wednesday. It just happens that Esquire magazine usually comes in on a Wednesday. Doesn't mean that you're set in your ways. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to buy Esquire. You could buy the Ladies' Home Journal if you wanted to.
Well, sure, if I was a lady.
I mean, if you really wanted to, you could buy the Ladies' Home Journal instead of Esquire. You could do it because you aren't set in your ways.
But I like Esquire, huh?
Yeah, but you could buy the Ladies' Home Journal, though, Thorny. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Oz, I don't think I'll walk you down to the drugstore today.
Why not?
I have a feeling I'd come home with the Ladies' Home Journal.
Hello?
Hello, Harriet. It's Mother.
Oh, hello, Mother. How's your cold?
Oh, I'm nearly back to normal, dear. The doctor gave me a shot of a wonderful serum yesterday. Fixed me up overnight.
Oh, that's fine.
Of course, I still cough a little and sneeze a little, squeeze a little.
Well, I thought you were all fixed up.
Well, the hives are gone.
Hives?
The hives from the first shot.
Oh, you had two shots?
Yes. One was for my cold, but my system had a negative reaction and I broke out in hives. So he gave me the second shot for the hives.
What did he do for your cold?
Well, I'm going over to see him in a few minutes. Of course, he's working under a handicap. He's sick of that for the cold himself. How are Ozzie and the boys?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Oh, I almost forgot, Harriet. Now, listen to this. On the way downtown this morning, I saw the most beautiful beige rug in the Emporium window. Just perfect for your living room.
I'm way ahead of you, Mother.
You've seen it?
Mm-hmm, yesterday. In fact, I'm having it delivered tonight while Ozzie's at the bowling alley.
You're going to surprise him?
In a way, yes. You know how men resist any changes around the house. I figure if he walks in and there it is in familiar surroundings, he's much more apt to like it.
Oh, just like your father. I remember I wanted new kitchen linoleum once, so I had the man put it down. Had it all waxed before your father came home.
Did he like it?
I think he would have if he hadn't broken his arm when he walked in. But I think you're doing a smart thing, dear.
I hope so. I figure it's worth trying anyway.
Let me know how it works out.
Okay, Mother. Goodbye.
Mr. Nelson!
Oh, hello, Emmy Lou.
I can't stop you, Mr. Nelson. Be sure and go down to the Bijou this week. They have a picture there that's simply terrific.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's so good. It's a return engagement of a re-release of a remake by special request of the manager.
What's the name of it?
Tyrone Power.
That's a good name for a picture.
Oh, it's such a wonderful movie, Mr. Nelson. and somebody ought to make a book out of it. It's about a man who's completely irresponsible. Oh, I just adore irresponsible men. And the woman in the picture, she was irresponsible, too.
An irresponsible woman?
They were. They kissed on the street. They kissed on the bus. They kissed in crowded railroad stations. They wanted people to see him kissing. Even when the hero took the heroine home, he'd strike a match so people could see him kissing goodnight.
Oh, well, that's very interesting, Emmy, but I've got to go down to the drugstore.
Oh, he was so romantic, so unpredictable. Toward the end of the picture, he held the girl in his arms, and everyone in the theater thought they'd get married. But they didn't. He didn't even kiss her.
Maybe he ran out of matches.
You should have seen him. He wouldn't work. He was undependable. He was fickle. He had bad habits. He beat her. He was irresponsible. He didn't earn a living. He borrowed money from her. He told lies. He cheated. He gambled. Gee, he was cute.
You mean to say that women really think that kind of a man is more attractive?
Of course they do. What fun is a man who does exactly the same thing every day? What fun is it when you know exactly when your husband is coming home?
Oh, say, that reminds me. I'm late now.
It takes all the joy out of life to have a dull, stodgy, conservative husband. Women like thrills, excitement. They like a man who's impetuous, gay, devil-may-care.
Watch your language, Emmy Lou.
They like a wild life with an exciting man. A man who does fantastically imaginative, unpredictable things. I imagine you were that way when you were young, weren't you, Mr. Nelson?
What do you mean when I was young, Emmy Lou? I'm not so dependable. I'm not set in my ways. Nobody knows what I'm going to do next. Let me show you something. Better I pull up my trouser legs. Look at those garters. One green, one rubber band.
I don't want to keep you. Where'd you say you were going?
Down the drugstore and get the ice cream for dinner.
Oh, yes, a pint of chocolate and a pint of vanilla.
No, there's where you're wrong. I'm getting a quart of Tutti Frutti.
Oh, Mr. Nelson, you're so unpredictable.
Could it be possible that from now on there'll be a new Ozzy? A fascinating, unpredictable Ozzy who will always go for the new and different? Well, that I want to see. Yep, that I want to see. Almost as much as I want you people to see International Sterling's beautiful Joan of Arc pattern. Joan of Arc was discontinued during the war, but now it's back again, back at your request. A sort of command performance. And what a stunning thing it is. Just look how beautifully the shell ornament is carved. See how graceful are the lines from tip to bowl. Every detail of Joan of Arc is finished to perfection, back as well as front. It's the solid silver you dreamed of. A perfect example of why, when it comes to a choice of Sterling patterns, so many women select International Sterling. If you haven't yet chosen your family silver, visit your International Sterling dealer tomorrow. See Joan of Arc and find out about the easy payment terms. You'll never be so proud of your table as the day you set it with International Sterling's magnificent and widely acclaimed pattern, Joan of Arc.
You're listening to LIU Post Public Radio.